T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With supply chain issues and popular items on back order at the big box stores, Antioch spokesperson Jim Moran tells WBBM that while buying local this year, it may be a better time than ever to check out antique shops and secondhand stores. He even knows someone better to talk on the matter than himself.
She's been in business for a while. I'm sure she's going to have a story. Somebody coming in, finding that thing they never thought that they would find.
The owner of Family Heirloom Antiques in Antioch is Heather Fenzel, and she does have many of those types of stories.
Absolutely. We have a lot of people. Like, I just had a customer today who was buying a piece that was going to go to her sister. It was something that they remembered from being young, and she wanted her sister to hold on to that memory and have that piece that her grandmother had in her own home.
She adds that for all the unique people in your life, locally owned antique and secondhand stores are sure to have the perfect unique gift.
Almost every single piece in here has its own unique story.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A former Chicago Bear is in trouble with the law.
Former Bears defensive lineman, Super Bowl champion, and Pro Football Hall of Famer Dan Hampton was arrested on a DUI charge in Northwest Indiana. It happened last weekend in the town of Winfield, just outside of Crown Point. Police say he was taken to Lake County Jail, where bail was set at $25,000, and he bonded out. Hampton was sentenced in 2002 to a week in jail on drunk driving charges, and CNN reports he was also arrested for driving while intoxicated in 1996 and 97. Miguel Esparza, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Donors are stepping in to help businesses and residents displaced by an Oak Park fire. That fire at Oak Park's busy Lake Street corridor caused an extensive damage to the building there that housed Polished Nail Salon and Day Spa, as well as Delilah's Kitchen. 4 upstairs apartments also severely damaged. Several GoFundMe pages have been set up to help. The concern is that many of those who work in those stores won't be working over the holidays as cleanup and repairs go forward. Illinois racing officials are challenging a request to allow off-track betting by Arlington International Racecourse, even though it is not licensed for racing next year. The Chicago Tribune says Hawthorne Racecourse officials proposed that they could instead take over the parlors, which allow gamblers to bet remotely on races around the country and watch them on television. That decision is set for next month. Arlington owner Churchill Downs shut down the track permanently in September and has a preliminary agreement to sell the site to the Chicago Bears. Some members of the Illinois Racing Board expressed disbelief that Churchill Downs is now trying to make money off the very horse racing industry they say it devastated. Well, new research from Lurie Children's Hospital could mean more young patients will recover at home after surgery. The study that was published in the journal Pediatric Surgery gave surgeons and nurses in focus groups data from 200 patients' fitness trackers to guide decisions on whether the children should be readmitted. Dr. Fazan Abdullah says one of the challenges is all that information.
The healthcare system is not set up for us to get data 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our patients.
The wearable devices monitored patients' post-op heart rate and physical activity and could give insight into any possible complications after surgery.
Investigators say they all happened in about an hour. The first was at a shoe store on Milwaukee Avenue near Division and Ashland. Police say a window was broken and clothes were missing. The second was about 20 minutes later at a store on Damon near Milwaukee, where investigators say the front doors were pried open and coats were taken. The third was at a store on Division near Rockwell, where police say the front door was forced open and electronic devices were taken. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.